unfiltered opinion.
Sometimes you have ideas and you're not quite sure why.
Does he secure the bag?
Sometimes you meet people and realize there's probably a reason why you stayed in touch.
Just listen.
Sometimes all the pieces just come together by themselves.
Woo! I'm Jimmy Moyaha.
I'm Nicolette Mashile.
And I'm Simon Brown.
Welcome to Insider Exchange.
In Market Matters this week, we take a look at the only thing that's been taking place in the markets, interest rate decisions. We finally got there. This week has been 6 months in the waiting, actually 9 months in the waiting, if you think about it. So for some people, probably even 3 years in the waiting, right? We got there. We're here now. The Fed's cut by 50 basis points. We've cut by 25 basis points. And that's the starting point of what hopefully is going to be a much better year.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting, right? Exciting, exciting. Finally, rates
couldn't
are coming
wait.
Down. I mean, so prime is 11.5. Not exciting.
No,
but
no.
You know what? For every million rand of bond, you got 173 bucks more in your pocket. That's not zero.
You say 173 rand.
Per million rand of bond.
Per million.
I know. It's a quarter point.
That doesn't put petrol in the car.
True. Does buy you a good pizza.
It does.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Unless you go for the Roman special, then you might get away with two.
So you could have a date.
No. You're limited on flavors. If your date's allergic to certain things, you're going to have margaritas.
Or pescatarians or stuff. But, so two things I want to say on it. Firstly, the Reserve Bank has put out, they do their forward projection. They're quite lacquer. They show us what they thought in July and what they think in September. They're seeing a much sharper dip down towards the end of this year, which ties in with, I spoke with Johannes, Old Mutual Chief Economist. And he said he can see a 3.5% CPI for October. But then it pulls back up. And next year, it kind of sits 4.4. Whereas previously, they'd said next year it kind of sits 4.5. But the short answer is they think that inflation is going to pretty much middle along at that 4.5 target. Ergo, the quarter point and being cautious rather than going all guns and doing 50.
So I want to look at the US inflation decision and the SA inflation decision as one, because there's comparisons that we can draw from them. On the point of future cuts, the question was posed to the Reserve Bank governor to say, what about future cuts?
Mm.
And I watched the press briefing and his response was, well, you'll be invited to future interest rate decisions and you will find out that. And
I love our governor.
And I love Malumele Sitja. He's an amazing central bank governor. He's a very steadfast governor, whereas you could have had, and not to say the previous governors weren't steadfast,
sure.
But it's a very difficult thing when you've got political pressure around policy decisions and you have to hold fast on a mandate in a country like South Africa.
You've also got inflation being driven by things that are not impacted by interest rates.
Exactly. So inflation is being driven by the same people that expect you to hold the policy in tow, but also want you to relax it because the people are not. It's a weird thing. South Africa is a weird picture. But the point around the comparison is he took that stance to be quite vague around future things.
Mm.
Whereas Jerome Powell came out and was very clear, hey guys, here's the dot plot.
Mm.
We expect these more rate cuts before this end of this year and into next year. And we may have gotten it wrong around not cutting last month. And that was very interesting and very telling.
Yeah.
Our own central bank is saying we will take a risk-based approach. We don't want to put our foot in it. Jerome says, I've put my foot in it before, but you're not going to do anything because I'm the ruler of the Fed.
But that's just it. The Fed versus SOB. We love SOB.
Yes.
But SOB is, you know, South Africa.
We're not as big as the Fed.
We don't have the same growth prospects. We don't have the same size of economy. We don't have the per capita income, the same
the
wealth.
The low unemployment.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a different tightrope that they walk.
Mm.
Part of it is the language, to your point, where Jerome Powell was like, yeah, okay, I think we messed up, but don't worry, here's what we're going to do. Whereas our governor's like, don't worry, you'll get an invite to the next.
You'll know,
answer for the ages. You know, when the Fed did 50, everyone was on Wednesday night. Everyone's like, oh, we can do 50 now. I tweeted it. Are we getting 50?
Mm.
The short answer is we are not even in the same league as America, man. Like, we're not even playing the same sport.
And that was another interesting thing as well about it was when the Fed did 50 basis points, initially, everybody would have thought, oh, okay, there's panic or whatever. And you saw the spike up and then you saw the spike back down and markets were like, did the Fed get it wrong or whatever? But effectively, if you look at it after after having had time to process it. What a 50 basis point cut has done is ensure a soft landing, because the Fed now can come out with the narrative to say, we will take whatever aggressive measures we need to do to ensure that the US economy lands the way we want it to. If that means hiking more, we will do that. If that means hiking less, we will do that. So I think it was a very bold thing for the Fed to do on the first rate cut, to say, we're not going to be timid about it. We're going to be assertive in our approach to it. And when we look at the South African picture as well, that was the other side of the conversation that our own governor also said. Malema Lesetša came out and said, when we look at America, it's the inflation differential we need to think about as well. So we're always talking about an interest rate differential. If we cut by 50 basis points, why can't, you know, that thing. But he made a very valid point around the inflation differential.
And the bond yields, not the...
Yes, I tweeted that. His exact tweet was to say that the inflows come in through the bond market, not through other mechanisms. And so when we're looking at the bond market, you need to measure the performance of South African bond yields against those of national treasury.
Correct.
So that was the one thing. And the inflation differential, that got me thinking about his other conversations around wanting to lower that inflation anchoring. And you and I have spoken about this at length, to say it's a very interesting perspective to be in. And I had a conversation with an economist this week around that, to say, is it the right time to be lowering that anchoring policy? Understanding that, of course, we've got low growth, we've got high unemployment, we've got all these things. But the response that I got was an interesting one that made me look at it from a different perspective for the first time in a long time. And the perspective was to say, if we lower the inflation differential, which is what the governor spoke about yesterday, and we then start to peg inflation at a 2% or at a 3% or at a 1% or whatever, it is a difficult thing to do and to achieve. But the end result is you are left with a stronger rand in the longer term.
And a better economy.
If you're looking at the blunt instruments that I have as a central bank, and you're saying, I can't control unemployment, I can't control the growth rate of the country, I can't control the electricity supply, there's so many other variables I can't control, and I need to protect the value of the currency. It's an unpopular opinion, but the reality of it is lowering inflation, which is something else that the governor said, is more purchasing power in the hands of the masses, in the hands of the poor, at the cost of those that have debt. So yes, the middle class that have debt and bonds and things, the 173 rand is not a good, you won't feel the relief, right? But at a macro level, at a bigger scale level, understanding that I can't, as a central bank, control all these other variables, this is the little I can do.
This is the little I can do. What I do think we're doing wrong as a country is we should be having that conversation about our inflation target, which the governor says is 4.5. Let's, for practical purposes, say our target is 4.5.
Yes.
We should be having that discussion about what should it be?
Mm-hmm.
3%, I think, is a good number. How do we change that target? Because if we were tomorrow to change our target from 4.5 to 3, well, rates go up because we're at 4.4.
And yes.
So it's a conversation I think we're missing as a nation in terms of what should our target be? How do we adjust it? Do we, at certain data points, move it by 0.5%? Do we at certain time points move it at 0.5%?
Right. Have a plan for it.
Have a plan.
And I think for me, why I've always been apprehensive and hesitant around this lowering is because such a critical part of that plan rests in the government doing their part, which for the last 30 years has proven to be rather difficult where it comes to certain things. Because until we can get to a point where we understand the interconnectedness of everything from our economic point of view, we can't have conversations around things like, let's nationalize the mines, which again is a good idea, but it's about how you execute, right?
The
problem is not that we want it there or we don't want it or whatever we want to happen. It's the details about how you achieve that. And if the details on how we achieve lower inflation don't include a concerted effort towards job creation, economic growth, infrastructure development, and the things that actually need to happen, we're going to go in
circles. Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
Correct. Yeah.
When we report on these things and we have these conversations, you almost want to have, sometimes you get a sense that people say, oh no, but you can't do this. You can't make this kind of decision because right now people can't afford to bear the pain. And the governor said that when he hiked the interest rates, to say, it's going to hurt. It's not going to be comfortable. but it is necessary because the other things are the way they are. And even now, when he speaks about this inflation differential with South Africa and the US, saying that the US is pegging their inflation at 2%, for as long as we're pegging ours at 4.5%, there's always going to be that 2.5% difference. It's always going to exist. And that's going to translate itself in risk into the currency,
100%.
Risk into everything else, right? So it's an uncomfortable conversation to look at. And we want to say, take a socialist approach to a capitalist kind of situation where we say, there's a lot of people that can't afford to live as things stand already. Will their lives be better off or worse off if we go down to 2% inflation? And if we get it right, the crazy thing is people's lives will actually be better.
Yeah. That's just it. And that's what we want, right?
That's what we want.
As a country,
that's what we want. If we can get that right and we can put in place the relevant mechanisms to ensure that everybody does their part, then when you start to have conversations with the governor around how we move these markets or how we move the interest rate decisions, you can very easily come up with a dot plot. You can very easily come up with a structure and say, every time we hit X amount of growth or every time we hit this variable, we're going to do this on the interest rate side of things.
Right.
And that's an easier conversation because as the central bank, you then have the confidence that all of the other parties at the table are doing their part. But if you're carrying a lot of dead weight, it becomes exceptionally difficult to make decisions that you want to implement when you can't.
You just can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
So we're going to be grateful for the interest rate decisions that we have gotten. We're going to be grateful that we're over this inflation hurdle, this inflation peak, and this chaos that we've had in the markets. And we're going to look forward to having more charts go to the top right of the screen.
Top right.
Top right. That's Market Matters this week.